Blog Talk Radio.
The 948, the 973, the 515, the 414 in the building.
And you know I got to get some online love. Let's go to the chat room. Bear with me, y'all. So I definitely got to give a shout-out to Future Guru 100. Want to give a shout-out to Katrina LW. Shout-out to Bugsy. And shout-out to Mike Mitch, man. I definitely want to get into this topic because I think it's so important. Because we be sending up prayers and praying and praying and praying and wondering why our prayers may not be getting answered. But it's not when we want him to answer. It's when he gives his time to answer. We be saying, pretty please. So we're going to talk about providence and prayers today. And I'm going to come out of today's scripture is Psalms 145 verses 15 and 16. It says, the eyes of all with upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and sacrifice the desires of every living thing. Wow. Y'all got to get that. I got to say that again. Thou eyes of all wait upon thee. And thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and sacrifice the desire of every living thing. I'm going to break that down. I'm going to try to break it down a little bit for y'all. Thou eyes of all wait upon thee, meaning all those looking up to God, praying and wishing and hoping, looking up to him. And then it says, and thou givest their meat in due season. All of us and all of y'all that's praying up to God and y'all praying for a blessing and to get y'all out of a situation or to help you with a situation or to bless somebody else, he hear you, he see you too. But he going to give it to you in due season. But you got to do some stuff. You got to do some stuff because if you send respectful prayers up, you're going to get respectful blessings in return. It says, thou openest thy hand and sacrifice the desire of all living things. You got to let go of the world. If you don't let go of the world, then you're not going to get anywhere. Because if you live and if you befriended the things in the world, you're making God your enemy. But I want to give y'all this little short little this little dialogue here. It says, Mama, he knew I was hungry but didn't give it to me. He wanted me to ask right, to say please or something. Did he think I wasn't really thirsty? I don't know what he thought, but he didn't give me the juice until I asked him just right. He makes me so mad. Why do I have to wait until he's ready to give me what I want? Yo, let me tell y'all something. God is not an irritating sibling. You know, but he does want us to speak to him properly. Do you really, like, do you feel that even though you work hard towards a goal and you never seem to close the gap between you and it, like, it never really happens, you working hard towards that goal, you getting up, you being consistent, you being on time, and it's like the gap is getting bigger rather than smaller? You know, are you trying hard to force faith because you can't see that God is moving you in the desired path? God has a plan for you. Are you really trying to make that woman yours and make her what you think she want her to be? Or are you really trying to make that man yours? Shout out to the 251 live in the building. We talking about, you know, respectful prayers, sending respectful prayers up to get respectful blessings. Because so many times, I mean so many times, we be praying forever, y'all. And we talking about communication this week. We going to upgrade our prayers today. This is what this show going to be about today, upgrading your prayers. How to pray to God. You know, God is really not an irritating sibling. He's not here to irritate you. But, you know, he does want us to speak properly. He wants us to be able to pray to him properly so he can truly understand what he wants and bless us. Because we be like, Lord, please take care of these kids and this, this, and this, and that. God can remove your kids from out your care and to somebody else, another person's care that's going to take care of them. So be real clear when you ask the Lord for something. But, you know, God has a plan. Just trust as you learn the lessons on every step of your journey, especially, you know, when questions arise about what his plan is for you and what your part is. You know, and we got to start meditating. You got to speak to God through your soul. Because if we, again, for those who just tuning in, if you make the things of the world your friend, you make God your enemy. Meaning, let's bust this down. If you idolize let's say it like this, because I don't want to use idolize. That may be a long word to use at this time. But if the only thing that make you happy is food, cars, clothes, money, men, your TV, your hair, your nails, your shoes, your boots, your Tims, even your kids, even your mate, you making, you know, if that's the thing that you worship and you idolize all the time and that's the only joy that you get, then you making God your enemy. Because God said you should desire me first. Because I provided all those things. I provided your wife, your husband, your kids, your cars, your clothes, your cats, your dogs. I did all of that. You know how, you know, a lot of people say, I owe all my thanks to my wife or to my husband because they made me who I am. No, I owe all my thanks and my praises to my God because he made me who I am. He allowed me to love my husband. He allowed me to love my wife. Y'all got to get into this because we be praying forever. We be praying a million, thousand prayers and wonder why we ain't getting our blessing yet. First of all, it don't come on your time. It comes on God's. We got to learn the lessons in these steps that we take in each and every day. Each and every day we get up and we able to beat this pain, and we should be thankful because it's on-the-job training. And when you praying to God, let's step the prayers up, y'all. When you praying to God, tell God plainly what you need. And perhaps then you will understand his response. Sit you want and be clear. Consider what you want and be clear. Because sometimes we ask for some things and God give it to us and we say, this ain't what I asked for. When you choose to communicate with clarity, you take a step closer to God in anticipating, you know, of his guidance, of him guiding you to the richest blessing. But you got to start building up your spirit. You got to get some spirit muscle because you're not going to be able to get nowhere if you don't have any spirit muscle. Shout out to Thinking Theology in the chat room. I appreciate you tuning in with us. We're talking about building our spirits up and how we pray. I'm going to give y'all a little dialogue. I thought this was very cute. It says, Mama, he knew I was hungry but didn't give it to me. He wanted me to ask right. To say please or something. Did he think I wasn't really thirsty? I don't know what he thought, but he didn't give it to me, the juice to me, until I asked him right. He makes me so mad. Why do I have to wait until he's ready to give me what I want? Sometimes we like little kids, y'all. You know, why I ain't get this and why she got that and, you know, why I can't get the house and the car and why I can't have this and this, this and that and so forth. That's because you ain't ready. When you start asking yourself why you don't have certain things that you see other people with, you need to go back to grace and mercy. Let's break down grace and mercy. Grace is when God gives you things each and every day that you don't deserve, like life. We do not deserve life. We don't deserve to wake up. We don't deserve to be protected. Think about it. God protected you when you was at your most humblest, most vulnerable state while you were sleeping last night. The devil could have came in and got you because you were sleeping. You was closest to death. But God still came in the midnight hour and protect you. So that's what grace is. And we got to break this down to your kids, too. When after the show, when your kids get home from school, well, it's 3 o'clock on the East Coast, so they coming. But teach them what grace and mercy is. Grace is when God gives you the things that you don't deserve every day, like life, you breathing, food, clothes. And mercy, the mercy, let's get back to what I was talking about as far as you seeing somebody else or something and you don't have it. The mercy is when God withholds the things that you ain't ready for right now. Like we do our kids, you wouldn't go and put your, you know, your child into throw them into an our Disney auction if they ain't ready. You wouldn't put them on a bike with no training wheels if they wasn't ready or been training without the bike to ride it. And that's what God is doing for us on today. I definitely want y'all to call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 and witness with me on today, because it's about sharing that word. So you never know what you're saying in your experience, who it could encourage. And if you're on the line right now, you can just press the 1 button, and we'll know that you want to come on the line live and share your experience with some people. That's definitely what it's all about. Like, for real. You want to share your experience because somebody out there needs some encouragement on today. And a lot of people need to know how to properly talk to the Lord. And that's why I'm doing this. Providence and prayer. When you say, pretty please, Lord, pretty please, pretty please. Help me, please, Lord, help me, please. And that's not the proper way to pray to God. But y'all know we getting the spiritual feeding on. I'm your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We family. And this is how it's supposed to be. We family, and we have fun on this show. This show is for us to encourage one another and share the word of God. We can't do nothing more better than have a spiritual conversation. That's the type of relationships I want to have on my life today. Because I remember the negative ones I used to have. You know, I remember the conversations that didn't get me nowhere, that didn't get me close to God. Asking, what about me? They should all pay attention to me. But call me up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Or you can go ahead and tune in live with me on a live chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. We are family, y'all.
What about what I need?
Curtis says it's the best thing for the group.
What about what's best for me?
He feels that dreams can cross over.
What about how I feel?
But when we're famous, I'll write great things for you. Effie, do it for me.
What about me?
It's more than you, it is more than me. No matter what we are a family. This dream is for all of us, this one can be real, and you can stop us now because of how you feel. It's more than you, it is more than me. Whatever dreams we have, they're for the family.
for that little child with no father, for that man that doesn't have a place to stay, for that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story, tell you a story?
You can lean on me.
There's a man,
oh yeah,
standing on the corner. He has no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, you guys. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT, getting our spiritual feeding on. All week we are going to be talking about communication, how to properly communicate with the Lord. Because so many times we go, you know, I've been praying and praying and praying for Evan, and God don't hear me. My prayers ain't getting answered. But we like little kids. You know, we be saying, oh, well, you know, he just wanted me to ask him right. If we got to start getting to the point where we got to meditate. Why y'all think ministers and pastors and deacons and deaconess, they go to a quiet place to meditate with the word? They meditate before they come out and preach and teach the word to us. You got to get to a quiet place with the Lord to properly be able to talk to him. How you going to be really talking to the Lord? How could you hear him, first of all? How you going to hear him when you on the phone with Dada and Craig and them? You got the TV bumping BET. Little man is up in his room bumping Waka Flocka. How can you hear anything? How could you concentrate on the word? Get quiet place. You got to humble yourself. Get humble and start meditating. That way you can talk to the Lord through your soul. Because our minds are like, they like highways. They like the L.A., New York, Georgia, and Jersey, highways and byways together. And we wake up in the morning, oh, got to go to work, got to take care of the family, blah, 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 blah. And the list goes on. And this is what happened. God ended up taking the back burner. He takes the back burners in our lives. How is it that the Lord takes the back burner and he is the one that gave us today? This is a day the Lord has made. I think it's so important on today that, you know, we talk about properly communicating with the Lord. Providence and prayer is very, very important. I want y'all to call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And give me your opinion on this topic. And also, if you're in a live chat, shout out to Deliverance by Faith. That's in the chat room right now. I appreciate you being with us. I definitely want to get your opinion as well on the situation. But God is everywhere. You know, you just got to understand your plan, the plan that he has for you. And the only way you can understand the plan that he has for you is for you to start to search for the purpose that God has over your life. What is your purpose? What is my purpose, Lord? What is the purpose that you have for me? And I encourage you, everybody, to go out and get a personal Bible, a daily Bible. Feed that spirit each and every day. Every time you're eating some food or you drink something, it can be a stick of gum. You want to feed yourself physically and feed the spirit. Because neither one, you know, the body cannot coexist without the spirit. It's so important. I'm going to tell y'all how we can apply this today. We definitely can, you know, apply it in meditation first. You know, when the kids is in school and, you know, your mate, even if your mate's in the house, you want to definitely get to the point where, you know, you just meditating. If your mate in the house say, look, honey, if you love me, you will give me this time to meditate. And this was definitely about. It's so important that we start learning how to ask the Lord correctly what we want. Don't start praying, Lord, till you give me some money, because you can, he'll bless you, but you'll have some drama behind it. So be specific in your prayers. I'm going to go to the hotline now to open it up. Rock a Block, you're live in the building on Spiritual Feeding with Diva Spot ENT. How you doing?
Hey, what I tell you about saying how you doing? You know I don't like that girl.
I'm going to just let you run the show now. Since you call and cut me up, no hello, no nothing. Just call in and disrespect the host. It's your show now. I'm going to close my mouth.
Okay, well, excuse me, Mrs. They call me Mr. Diva. Now, let me stop. What's going on, man? How's everything? You can talk now. I'm running the show, remember?
Oh, I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm G-double-O-D good. Just messing with you, though.
Great.
How's everything?
Fine. I'm just looking for some spiritual feeding on today. You know, I don't, my spirit is very weak. I don't know what to do. I've been praying to God, you know, constantly praying to the Lord, and it's like I'm not getting no answer. And I know I'm praying, just he ain't answering me.
You know what it is? God will never leave you nor forsake you. I know you know that, right? The thing about that is whenever you need him, it's like Nanny McPhee. You ever seen Nanny McPhee? No, I guess not. You never seen the movie Nanny McPhee. Anyway, Nanny McPhee, she, when you need her, when you want her and don't have her, well, anyway, if you need God but don't have him, it's better for you to have God and not need him. You see what I'm saying? So whenever you're weak, since you have God, whenever you're weak, that's when he steps in. Because we don't need him when we're on top. You know what I'm saying? Because we got everything we want. We always doing what we do, all of that. You know what I'm saying? It's when the doctor said there's no use. When the doctor says it's over, that's when he can be God. When they say you're about to be evicted, it's time for you to go. That's when God comes in and say, you know what? No, it's not. You know what I'm saying? So the power of the word of God is what you should hold on to, because as long as you're a child of God, the word of God is it can't be voided. And God is good all the time. We know that. And if you know the word of God, there's no reason for you to feel the way you feel whenever you're feeling the way you feel.
It is very, very
good. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It is very, very. I like what you said, that you have to know the word of God. How could you understand, you know, what somebody is saying if you haven't studied it, broken it down, got a clear understanding behind it, got three or four different ways of translating it? You know, how could you can't really understand what anybody is trying to say to you if you don't speak the language. And it's very important for you to, the only way for you to speak a different language or a foreign language is you have to study it and you have to understand it. If you don't understand it, then you're not going to get the true benefits out of it.
Yeah.
But each and every day, in order for you to get close to God, you need to get the word of God in you.
That's right.
People sitting out there talking about, I've been praying every day, you know, or, you know, I done did so much bad in my life. God ain't messing with me. He will never forsake you. But we got to properly learn how to talk to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important when you praying to God, and shout out to the 973, the 215, the 862 live in the building. When you start to pray to the Lord, first of all, don't give like the little shabby prayer. Because if you get a shabby prayer, you're going to get a shabby blessing.
Mm-hmm.
But, and you know how a child will come up to you and say, give me that. I want that. You're going to look at them and say, may I? You're going to correct what they're saying to you. You're not going to allow them to just think that they can just come and get what they want from you at their demand and saying, give me. And that's when a lot of times we do that in our prayers. We got give me prayers. Give me, give me, give me, give me.
That's
first
right.
thing you say, Lord, can you
always,
look?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you
I'm
can't
sorry.
Always do that. Go ahead.
You can't always do that because when you're praying, it's not to just ask God for something, but it's to build a love relationship. The prayer is a conversation you're in. So if you're talking, if you're telling God about your troubles instead of telling your troubles about your God, you're not really building this kind of relationship that you really want with God, because now you're building the relationship that you want instead of telling God, like, listen, you're my father. You see what I'm going through. You understand my pain, you know my heart. Can you please, you know, do this, do that. You know what I mean? You build a love relationship.
And you definitely right about that, Rocker Block. I want to get more opinions on the hotline. We're going to open up the hotline to 754-244. You're now live on Spiritual Feeding with Diva Mary Kay. What's your name and where you calling from?
God bless you. This is Pastor Stephen Amaker. I said I was going to come through 954, but I'm coming through 754 of Deliverance by Faith. You said something in the beginning, and right there is the answer to all our problems, all our situations. The problem is we will not submit to the will of God. We want to go our way, and God has already made a way that he wants us to come. And a lot of times when we're trying to do it our way, it's like a tug of war. God says, come this way. You say, no, I'm going this way. And so we have to finally get to the place that we'll say, okay, Lord, I'm going the way that you would have me to go. Because he says, okay, now I can do for you what needs to be done. But until you do that, that's what Jesus says. He says, when we pray, if we pray according to the will of the Father, he hears you. So that means, first of all, you got to find out what is the will of the Father. So that comes through communication with God. And until we find out what is, see, says, okay, all right, okay. I just for sake, I live in South Florida now.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm praying, God, send me to Georgia. I want to live in Georgia. And God says, no, I want you to stay in South Florida. Now, what's wrong with that picture? I'm not praying according to the will of the Father. So then I got to first find out what is his will for me and then pray according to his will, because God only hears. He's kind of like, you know, selfish in a way, because he only understands his word. That's the only thing he understands is his word. When you start talking other stuff other than his word, he don't understand what you're saying. So then we got to learn, what is your will? Like you just said, what is your word? What does your word say about this? And then we can move in accord and in agreement with him. And then the Bible says he hears us. He'll do what we ask him to do. God bless. Thank you for this faith.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for calling in and giving us that information and upgrading our spirit. It is definitely about the spiritual feeding. And, you know, and that's what it's about, you know. You don't know how you can bless somebody else and call in. And I'm just so thankful that, you know, the pastor called in, Pastor Stevens Allen, you know, from I'm going to get the information really fast, but I'm so thankful that he called in and blessed with that. It is his will from Deliverance by Faith. You know, it is his will. You have to go by what God is saying, not what you're saying. He made the plan over your life. And sometimes God sends trouble your way to move you to high lands. But wherever he plants you, you are the grow right there. You never know how much of a difference or a blessing that you can make on your community. You never know what the power, because all of us, a lot of us haven't even tapped into a little bit of the power that God has given us, because we're so caught up in the world. We're so busy looking around rather than looking forward straight. Do not despise the chastening of the Lord.
It might not be what you want, but God says, I went ahead of you and I planned it the way that it should be. And that's what we got to get over. Not what, Lord, this is what I want. Thy will be done. We got to pray his will. What is your will? He said before in Jeremiah 1, he said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I've already predestined in your life, already called you, already assigned you your assignment. What is your spiritual assignment? And right now, the body of Christ is suffering so bad because we have a lot of people that have aborted. Listen to what I'm saying. We have aborted our assignments to adopt another person's assignment. What do you mean? You killed your baby, and now you want to adopt mine. And God says, I already gave you. I gave you your baby, your child, your ministry. Just like, okay, this is your program. And then I'm not saying anything other than just kind of making a little fun. What you said when the young man called in, you said, okay, this is your show. Now, why don't he go and get his own show, and then he can come on and do like he wants? I'm just making an example. I'm not saying anything, please, brother. I'm not saying nothing against you, but I'm just using that scenario to bring up my point. Why don't, you know, and a lot of times I see your ministry, ooh, I want to do what she do. So, but God says, no, I called you to do this. And then I'm going to know, but I like what she's doing, so I'm going to stop what you called me to do and run over here and try to do what she's doing. And God said, but I didn't call you to that. I didn't call you to do that.
And you definitely right about that, Pastor. You definitely right about that. I definitely want to get more opinions on the line. I'm going to open up the line to 973-776. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio. ENT, what's your name and where you calling from?
How you doing, Miss Ebony? This is Talisha Hunter from Hunter's Boarding Home. How are you?
Hi, Talisha. How you doing, sweetheart? I'm so thankful that you are in the building with us today.
I'm very fat. I'm grateful. Let me say that. I'm truly grateful. But I have a question, right?
Okay.
My question is, after you make a decision to do God's will and things still, I'm struggling in the holding on department. Like, I made a decision to do God's will and to do what I'm supposed to do. But it's still like the devil works so hard. And me being a female, sometimes I feel like I can't stand. Like, when you're standing on principles, are you standing on God's will? Or how do you know that is God's will for you when you're trying to do the right thing for the right reason? And so many things just come at you. It's hard standing. You know, just like standing still and holding fast. It's just so hard. Now, how do you know it's your will? I mean, not your will and God's will.
I do want to comment on that, and I'll let the pastor come in if he will. But, you know, T, you see me come a long, long, long way.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had to surrender. I had to really surrender. I was always looking around, you know, to see what's going on with everybody else and what everybody else had and was doing. And if I was looking around, I couldn't stay focused on the path and the direction that God gave to me. But I wasn't able to get it on my own. I had to feed my spirit with the spiritual feeding. And that's why I encourage everybody, and I encourage you today, you know, if you want to go to Barnes and Noble or whatever, but get you a daily Bible. Get you,
I have a daily Bible, and I've been in my Bible. I have
a very
good Joyce Meyer's Bible, you know, with questionnaires, and it explains a lot. It's, you know, it explains
good
a lot.
But
it,
what you
it
have
introduces
to,
you to the scripture. But
okay,
alone,
but what you have, what you have to do with that Bible, you have to constantly keep applying that word. And when those worldly distractions come up, you have to fight them with the Spirit of God. You have to fight it with your will. So you can't despise the chastening of the Lord. If it's something that you don't have, it ain't for you. If it's somewhere where you think you're supposed to be at and you ain't there, it's not for you. You know, and it gets to the point where we remove God out the way. We want to be selfish and do our own will. You're going to know that it's God's will because everything about it is godly in it. See, whenever when you see it, everything, you're going to know it's God's will because you put God first, family second, career third. You didn't do nothing else but say, God, whatever you want me to do about this situation, however you want me to react, Lord, you do it, not me. You have to remove yourself because if you don't 110% remove yourself, then you're going to mess up the plan. He told you to go left, and you took two rights and got right back to where you standing at.
Yeah.
But your heart, you know, you just got to, you got to release it. You got to say, you know what, I surrender. Throw your hands up and I surrender. You cannot fight it because once you start to push against it, it's going to push right back at you. And then when we fall down, the first thing we say is, oh, Lord.
No,
oh, Lord.
All I have is, it's like at the end of the, at the end of the day, because I don't surrender, I don't let go of the worldly, because that's where the trouble is, the worldly possessions and people, places, and things, and I don't let that go. But it's such a struggle. I mean, like, it is such a struggle just holding on. That's all I hear God saying to me, because when I'm still and I'm quiet and I'm in my room by myself, he just say, hold on, stick still, hold on. And me being the person that I am, it is so hard. Hard.
Can you hear me?
So hard.
Yeah, I can hear you, Rock the Block.
I know the outcome is going to be what God has for me, as long as I don't put any distractions.
I think that, you know, the stronger your faith, the stronger your troubles, you know what I mean? I might not have said it properly, don't quote me, but, you know, what I was trying to say was, if, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought anyway, but go ahead.
When I wasn't trying, let me tell you, when I did not sit everything down, it wasn't no distractions, you hear me? Because I couldn't see anything. I was just lying on self-will. And it's been a minute that I sat everything down. Now, once I sat, it's like daggers coming from everywhere. And I know it ain't nothing but the devil. Because God says, sit still, be still, have faith, hold on. But it's just, now, before I started all of that, then nobody bothered me. Ain't nothing come my way. Situations came and they rolled. But now it's the devil just like working extra hard. Like, if
I definitely want the pastor to, if you will, to comment on that situation.
May I ask what Evan said? We don't know that we're obeying God until we face opposition.
Okay.
You don't know that you're obeying God until the trouble comes and the stuff. We're walking against, walking according to the will of God. The devil is always going to be there to do his job. But what, like you said, when the Lord spoke to you, hold on, keep moving, keep pressing, stay focused. As the woman of God just told you, stay focused. Don't let this distract you. Stay focused because you're going in the right direction. Let me give you a little scripture. Jesus told the disciples, so get in the boat and go on the other side. That was the word. That was the directive order to the disciples. Get in the boat, go to the other side. Okay, as long as it was on dry land, everything was cool. When they got on the boat and started going to the other side, the Bible says now the winds and the waves started, a storm come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
When they started obeying what the Lord told them to do. And so as long as we're doing what we want to do with our lives, life seems to be fine. But as soon as we determine in our mind to obey God, now all these problems and storms and all kind of stuff come out of nowhere. But what God wants us to know is, I'm with you. Because the Bible says that Jesus came walking on the water, walking on the storm, walking on that was trouble. He came walking up to the boat, and Peter says, Lord, let me come out there with you. And now the Lord is showing him, I'm storming around us, but I'm here with you, and I'm allowing you to be above what is over you. The storm was over, but he was walking above the water. And then when he started to doubt, you know, and this is the problem, because we're out in the water, we're obeying God, but when the wind begins to voice up a little more, you say, oh, I must be doing something wrong. God says, you weren't doing nothing wrong. Stay where you are. Do what you're doing, and you will overcome the storm. You'll overcome this season in your life. God bless you.
That's right. What the devil is saying is, as long as you keep doing your thing, I'm going to come harder.
Mm-hmm.
Because God says it, the devil's saying, if I ever let you go, I know it's going to be problem. Hell is going to shake over if they let you go. If you go towards God and keep doing your thing, the devil knows that. And he wants to stop trouble. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's going to let
you go. Even in that, he wants us to know, like you said, like you, brother, said, I'll never leave you or I'll forsake you in the beginning.
Yeah.
Two, you're more than a conqueror. You already paid.
Yeah.
You don't know, but
yeah.
the devil knows. If
That's
you stay
right.
focused, you'll beat him. You don't know it, but the devil knows. That's why he don't want us to stay focused, because we already beat him. We won. And all we have to do is just go through it, go through the motions.
That's right.
I was just about to say
that right there. T, like you told me before, it's a feeling, and it's going to pass. But you got to feel that feeling. You know, you're starting to put on armor. When you start chasing the Lord.
Right.
I'm 28 years old. God was chasing me for 28 years. It's my turn to chase him. He chased me all this time and protected me for 28 years, however old you are, fine. But he chased you all this time. And now all of a sudden, I decide now after 28 years later to start chasing him fully. You know, at first I was chasing him with flip-flops on. At first I was chasing him with heels. Then I put on flip-flops. And now I got sneakers on. So I'm running.
You ready to go now.
I'm running. I started to build it up. I knew I wasn't going. It's like I'm keeping up with the race, but it takes time. You can't despise it. It takes the Lord, but it's a feeling.
Yeah.
We're going to feel those feelings, and then we're going to get over them, and then we're going to get the victory. Feel it, get over it, get the victory. But don't give up the chase. And you know I'm always here. You can call me up anytime. But even with the network, you need a spiritual network. You need people that will pray for you and pray with you. You know, we got
to be confident.
I said this like a couple of shows today. I thought it was kind of funny, T. I said, you know, a lot of these people running around here with these skinny Flavor Flav spirits. See, my spirit is like, it's like Monique is like precious. It's heavy. I got a full, healthy spirit. You got to start feeding your spirit because, you know, when I wake up in the morning, I smile that crusty smile with the Lord each and every morning because guess what? I got another day.
Yeah.
But you got to hold on. You got to, and people, you know, all those who are tuning in, we was thinking that we was going through something before we decided to give our life over to the Lord. See, you still going to have problems, but your problems are going to be different. Your worries are going to be different. You're going to start worrying and praying for other people, not yourself. You know, you're going to start seeing the world really clearly of what's going on. But we got to build that spiritual muscle, man. Because if you don't, how you going to bring a knife to a gunfight? You ain't going to bring no knife to no gunfight, y'all.
Not if you know it's a gunfight.
And you can't fight. You cannot fight this fight. It's a war. It ain't even a fight, y'all. It's a war.
You said something that was so precious and it just really hit the nail on the head. You're putting on armor.
Yeah.
Because God is raising up in this dimension where we are. God is not raising up soldiers no more. He's raising up warriors. Raising up warriors. The mindset of a warrior is more intense than a soldier. And now that you're putting on your armor and you know him, how to, like David told Saul, I don't know how to operate. I can't move in this stuff because I've never tried it out. But now he's given us the time to put on the armor, see how we can, you know, maneuver with the shield on, with the breastplate, with the shin guards, and the feet shod with the preparation of God. He's preparing us so that when we go into battle, we don't go out there falling over ourselves because we don't know how to function in the armor.
Amen. That's right.
It's so great that we take the time out to feed our spirits and call up, you know, to the show. Those who are listening, call in at 347-850-1521, 347-850-1521, because when you speed in your spirit, you definitely get in the victory. Y'all stay tuned because we're about to get even more deeper into this. Upgrade your prayers, y'all.
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We are getting our spiritual feeding on. I got Rocker Block in the building. So thankful to have him in the building. I got Pastor Stephen Allen's in the building, and I got Miss Talisha in the building, and we are definitely getting our spiritual feeding on. And, you know, it's just basically talking about surrendering, and it is so hard. Talisha, I love that you just, you know, because it's so hard sometimes, but I have to remember myself the peace that I'm blessed with. It's
that
peace. It's that peace that God gave me. And when I'm feeling my emotions getting all tight and when I got that knot in my throat, I remember I would not allow anyone and anything to determine what type of day that I'm going to have with God. I was feeling some type of way this morning because usually my show, and God is working because the pastor is in the building. Do you hear me? I was feeling some type of way that I had a couple of things to do this morning, and I usually air the show at 9 a.m. West Coast, and then it aired 12 p.m. East Coast. But after I came back, I went ahead and scheduled the show for 12 p.m. West Coast and 3 p.m. on the East Coast. But the past, look how God is blessed us. Just blessed us. We have a pastor in the building. Like, I'm just blown away. And first of all, Father God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for today, yesterday, and tomorrow. Thank you for giving me this voice, Lord. Thank you for giving me this palate, Lord, to do your will and not my own, Lord. Thank you for using me as a tool. I am a tool to be used for the will of God. I'm just so thankful right now. I'm so humble right now, y'all. God will bless you no matter what, and it's like a it's like a upgrade to today's show. And ironically, we talking about, you know, providence and prayer, and the scripture today for the show is Psalms 145, verses 15 and 16. It says, "The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thou hand and sacrifice the desires of every living thing."
Now, can I say something to you, please?
Yes.
May I say, I don't mean to cut you off, I'm sorry. But as you were talking, the Lord began to speak to me. He's raising you up for such a time as this. And the work that he's assigning your hand is going to affect thousands of young people all over the country. And you just read the scripture that solidified what he's saying. You know, open your hands and do the work. And I mean, like I said in the beginning, because you're doing the work of the Lord, nobody said it's going to be easy. Nobody said the way is going to, you know, the road is going to be easy and you're going to just go sweeping through the city and, you know, picking tulips while you go and singing beautiful songs. You're gonna have opposition, but remember, greater is He that's in you than he that opposes you, and that God has already given you the victory. Because there's a lot of young people that God is going to use you to minister to, and people are already watching. They're watching how you carry yourself. They're watching what comes out of your mouth. They're watching how you behave. They're watching your response to certain things. Because you are, God is raising you up to be a light in their eyes. To say, yes, I can be young, I can enjoy life, and yet I can live saved and holy before God. And look, you know, I always say this, but God wants us to live happily ever after. And you just thought that was in the fairy tale. No, He wants us to live happily ever after. Happy we don't have AIDS. Happy that we don't have all kind of crazy disease. Happy that we're not strung out on drugs and alcohol. Happy that we're not waking up with our face in the toilet bowl every morning. Happy that we're not walking up in some strange, waking up in some stranger's bed. Happy that we got life and that we got life more abundantly. So we're going to live happily ever after because God is in our lives. And you were saying to the young lady about the opposition, I mean, guess what? The world got its challenges, but at least in this state of the game, on this side, We have positive ends. We're not to lose because God is not going to let us lose any battle.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine going through life without losing nothing, but always victory after victory after victory? As long as we do it God's way, he's already given us the victory. And all we got to do is just walk in. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much. I'm going to get Talisha live in the building. If you guys, you have the show on speaker, you're going to need to take us off a speaker because it's going to be an echo. But, T, we still got, we got you live, and we got you live here. And I'm just blown away. And I was saying, Pastor, on one of my shows, you know, I just want to do the will of God. I'm nowhere near ordained. And, you know, and a lot of people, but you don't, I'm not going to say you don't have to be ordained, but I'm just saying you have to take the first step wherever you are, no matter what you're doing. If you have a position and a palate, God gave, this show started off as one show, Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Now my show rocks 6 days a week with four different shows. But before that time, it was like something was missing. Before I started the spiritual feeding, has been going on for about 3 weeks now. Thank you, Lord. But I said, let me go, but something is missing with my show. And I said, wait a minute, let me think about what I'm doing. I said, God first, family second, career third. Boom, there it is. God has to have the first pickings in anything that I do in my life on today. Everything that I do. I can't do nothing without him. I cannot do nothing without him. I moved all the way from New Jersey, North New Jersey, over here to Seattle, Washington. And I honestly say that God moved. He sent trouble my way. It was a lot of turmoil and stuff that I was going through over there with my schooling and job. And I finally finished school, and with the money, it was so tight. And the apartment that I moved into really wasn't about nothing. I mean, nothing. But God was sending trouble your way to move you to higher land. I mean, seriously. Seriously, God was in trouble your way to move you to higher lands. And that's definitely what it's all about. So if you're going through some stuff right now, if you feel like you're being attacked, if you feel like you're getting jumped right now, it's okay. Bear that burden. I was watching the movie Passion of the Christ, and it's crazy because it's been out for a minute. And that was their version. I'm not going to say it's fully true, and I'm not going to say it's fully false. But what I was seeing, how when Judas betrayed Jesus and they caught him, they was beating Jesus the whole time. Like the whole time they took him to Two Kings and they couldn't find no fault in this man. But not only was they still beating him while he was carrying the cross up that hill, up that long, long hill, they beat him all the way there and killed him on the cross. We think we going through some stuff today? Y'all think y'all got weapons formed against y'all? Yeah, right. I had to say that to myself, too. Like, you know, something small, like, oh, my kid acting crazy. Or, oh, you know, I broke my nail. Oh, I stubbed my toe. Are you serious? Are you serious? Oh, this person hurt my feelings. Are you serious? Think about being stripped of your clothing and humiliated and being whipped with whips and things that can snatch your skin out and carrying the cross that you want to die on. Over 500 miles carrying it while they beating you. Just imagine your mother, your kids, or your father, or your loved one watching you walk to your death, struggle to your death. We think we going through something. You ain't going through nothing. We got to start understanding that we are residents of heaven. We just live on earth, y'all. But you got to prepare yourself to live in your house. You have to prepare yourself. This is on-the-job training. Earth is on-the-job training.
One thing that I'm grateful for is God and his ultimate wisdom. He knows who I am. He knows that I don't walk right all the time. He knows that I don't do what I'm supposed to do all the time. But he knows my heart's desire. And he loves me, relentlessly loves me more than I love myself all the time. Because I'm one of the people that he picked up from the muck and the mire, okay, and dusted me off and said, this is what I got for you.
And in the midst of that, my testimony is that he saved me so I can be here to help somebody else. And may it be in my family, outside of my family, even people I don't even know. He saved me so I could do his work. And I feel in my heart of heart, only way I have to serve my way out. I can never, ever, ever repay God for what he's done for me because he's blessed me abundantly, even with my selfishness of, because I when you said that, I thought of my selfishness of I'm going through so much. It's not as much as what he's there, but me being a human being, I got to be grateful because he saved me. He saved me from death, horror, addiction, everything. He saved me in the midst of all of that. So I feel like I really, it's just, you know, the devil tapping. Like, oh, you know, it's like the more I work or I try to serve, the more the devil, like, the devil ain't even impressed. How about that? Because he, like, every step you take, I'm going to try to take too. But my faith, it's just hard. Since I have not ever stood still and just, you know, all of this is, like, new. All of it is, like, it's real new. So I said before, oh, well, you know, I had a whole lot of foxhole prayers. That's what you know, we call it. Well, yeah. Lord, if you save me this time, I'm a dupe. No. This is just a prayer for me to do God's will, whatever it is. I don't even know what it is. Whatever it is for me to carry it out and to give me the strength and the courage. That's it. I don't want no house. I don't want no car. I don't want nothing. All I want is to do God's will, whatever it is, and for him to wrap around me in the midst of, because the devil works real hard, real hard. And if that way, till I made a commitment to my soul, my spirit, like it's not a foxhole. Well, God, if you do this for me, I'm going to do that, because he's done blessed me regardless. Good, bad, or indifferent, he done blessed me abundantly. You hear me? Abundantly. You know where I come from. He's blessed me abundantly. I'm a whole
It's going to be all right.
I'm a whole
It's going to be all right.
Because I know he got me. He didn't bring me this far for nothing. He just said, hold on. And it's a struggle sometimes holding on. But I see light at the end of the tunnel. But we all human, but in the midst of, I'm still uncomfortable with these struggling feelings. I'm not going to let go, but I'm still uncomfortable with these feelings of holding on. But I know at the end of the tunnel, it's light. And that light is the light God shining on me. Like, just hold on.
Let the Holy Spirit fill you.
Yeah.
And you got to hold on. Cause if you don't hold on to the... I just want to say this real fast, Pastor.
Right.
I'm going to let you come in. I'm going to do this thing called limited and unlimited. These limited...
Uh-oh.
Things
Uh-oh.
That
Uh-oh.
We feel, we hold on to, we worship, internet access. We want internet access blessings. We want to click a button.
Uh-huh.
Boom, there it is.
Uh-huh.
We want to click a button. Boom, it's the car taken care of. Click a button. Boom, my hair whipped and dipped. Everything is fine. Mary J. Blige is playing. Just fine. No. That is limited. It's limited. And I have to say that, you know, and I love that God is moving on my spirit right now, limited and unlimited. See, a lot of times we worship these things in the world. This is a limited service. Your cell phone is limited. You have to plug it into the wall to get to charge the battery so you can be able to talk some more. The food that you eat is limited. You will eat it, you'll be full for a certain amount of time, and then you're hungry again, you got to get more. But God is unlimited. Unlimited. You don't need no battery pack to plug in to get his blessing.
You don't need to go back and eat again to be able to fill your spirit up. He's already feeding you each and every day. Unlimited service. Boost Mobile has an unlimited plan. They say Boost Mobile and all the phone service. We got unlimited text, unlimited talk, unlimited internet. It's not unlimited because as soon as you don't pay for it, they cut it off. But God don't ask you for no payment, y'all. He don't ask for a payment. It's free. Free unlimited service.
I was going to say that.
I had to get that. I had to get that in my head. It's unlimited.
You remember how it's easy for us to go and be hood and be gangster, you know what I'm saying, and go to the club.
Real easy.
It was easy, you know, real easy. And then it's like being in a relationship, you know, with a woman. Me for woman, y'all for men. And you with somebody for so long, and we was with the devil for so long, and then when we just finally decide to turn our backs on the devil and go with God, you know, it's kind of like...
He
want to
give us a nasty divorce.
Yeah. he want to make it a long goodbye. You know what I mean? And all the free stuff that we got from him and everything, making us feel real good, real high, real drunk, real fly, you know, selling drugs, killing somebody, not knowing that we're killing somebody by selling them the drug, making it easy access for them. You know, all the consequences that we've taken... But that we took in and everything, and it's crazy because now that we're in front of God's face and everything for us is free, and we want it, like you said, like you were saying, it's free. We want to be able to serve God, but at the same time we want to just sit down somewhere. You know what I mean? We want
to
sit down somewhere.
Got to work for that freedom.
I'm gonna go ahead and open the pastor back up and get his opinion on this whole limited and unlimited situation. Pastor, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. And what I'm about to say is going to make both you and I jump out of our skin. Because that's the word the Lord just gave me. Just before I came on your show, just a couple of weeks ago, the Lord spoke to me. He said, I want you to take the limits off of me and take the limits off of you. Unlimit yourself.
Mm.
Don't put no limits on God and don't put no limits on ourselves. Well, I can't do this. Why? Because I'm limiting myself. I can't do that. Why? Because I'm limiting myself. And I just, on my cell phone and on my office phone, on the answering, I just ministered that word, unlimit yourself. Take the limits off of God and take the limits off of ourselves. Like the brother was just saying, now, when anybody ever smoked cigarettes?
Mm-hmm.
No? Okay, I was the only one?
No,
all right.
I used to smoke cigarettes years ago.
But I was just saying before. But see, it was a struggle not to smoke. Why was it a struggle? Because it was something that you were doing. But if you didn't ever smoke, then it wouldn't be a struggle. And the woman of God was just saying how things are so much of a struggle because, like you were just saying, brother, because of the things that we used to do, and God is bringing us out of it. Once we get, you know, past it, it's no longer a struggle. For us to smoke, not smoke, I don't. Hey, I hate the smell of cigarettes, but I used to smoke. But now it's not a struggle. Once you get past it, and this is the thing that we have to pursue and persevere past the situation, then it won't be a struggle no more. You won't have to struggle with that because the devil says, hey, ain't no need of me bothering with her with that, bothering him with that because it's not in his spirit. It's not in her spirit to do these things anymore. The devil is not going to tempt you with stuff that don't bother you, with stuff that you're not bothered with. He's only going to tempt you with stuff that you enjoy. He knows you enjoy. You enjoy. So that's what he's going to come back with. But the things that you never did, you never enjoyed, hey, he's not going to bother you with that. And then let's not keep letting it be a struggle. Die to self, crucify the flesh. crucify that issue in our you know, surroundings. Crucify it and say, hey, you know, you can see that X and don't get weak in the knees. You can see that old flame and your liver don't quiver. You know, you can see these things and you can be around them and there's no problem. There's you know, there's no desire, no temptation. And that's we struggle with stuff because we still have desire. That's why we struggle, because we still have desire. We have to die to that, and then there's no more struggle. God bless.
I think a lot of times, thank you, Pastor, for that, but I think a lot of times people, and I used to think this way, I got to keep this on the eye right now, because when you're pointing your finger at somebody, it's three fingers pointing back at you.
Uh-oh.
Be clear.
Uh-oh.
Don't point your finger at nobody, and it's three fingers pointing back at you, because you're pointing out one thing, but you're saying three things that's wrong with you. Upgrade that. Check that. But I think a lot of times, and I used to think this way, like, you know what, if I, you know, start worshiping the Lord, you know, and I have to say it like this, you know, I'm going to have to stop getting high. I can't smoke weed no more. Dang, I can't drink no more. I can't do this and that no more. But look, let's break down the benefits of what happened when you go back to the state in which you was presented in the world as. God gave you this natural state. This, you know, you was born into sin, but when you was a baby, when you first came out, you were just new and fresh, and you was clay to be molded. But you can go back to being clay to be molded. You can start off fresh. And I wanted to say this. When you give your life over to God, let's think about the stuff that we gain. You ain't got to smoke dope no more. You ain't got to smoke weed no more. You ain't got to slang and bang no more. You ain't got to trick and dip no more. You ain't got to be smoking and bugging out no more. You get your house back, your kids back, your hair back, some of your teeth back. Your respect back, your dignity back. Come on. This is all the stuff that you're getting that you ain't got to do nothing but be faithful. Your faith has to be stronger than your will, man. Because if your faith ain't stronger than your will, then you're going to lose the fight. But the good thing about it, thank God. Let's thank God that we have a forgiving God. He's mine and I'm his. It don't matter what I did, y'all. He only sees me for who I am. Big shout out to Marvin Sapp for that. He brought out the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I know how that feel, y'all. I'm reaching out to y'all. See, it ain't about me. I had to remove Ebony. I had to remove Diva Mary Kay. Because I used to feel like, oh, if it ain't about Ebony, it ain't about nothing. I felt like I had it all, the nice shoes, my little Mary Kay business was doing good, had a nice house, hair whipped and did, nails done, hair done, everything done.
Yeah.
I was worshiping everything.
I didn't want them clients to go in.
But guess what happened? Guess what happened in the midst of? God brought me down to a level. He didn't even bring me down. It's that free will. He says, you know what, I'm going to be here when you're ready. But I let the devil break me down, because look what happened. I end up with paying the money to the landlord at that big, nice house, all my stuff. The landlord wasn't paying the mortgage, and not only was he wasn't paying the mortgage, he wasn't paying the water bill. My sister had just had my little niece. The water got cut off. Y'all, I had to go to a women's shelter. I had this women's Bible that I preach and teach out of each and every day for the last 3 weeks. I've been reading it. But when I went to that shelter, I had two big bags in this women's Bible that was with me for 2 years before I started applying it. I had one big bag for my son, one big bag of clothes for me, and a women's Bible. I went to the Harmony House right there on South Orange Avenue. T and Rocker Block, remember that? They stuck with me through that time, y'all. And when I got there, you know, it was beds and everything there, but it was somebody else's stuff that had already been used. I said, you know what, God? However long I am to be here, whatever you want me to get and learn and understand why I'm here, Lord, it is your will.
We heard you.
I surrendered. And not mm-hmm. only, and not when I said that to the Lord, I mean to cut you off, Rockabock, but when I said that to the Lord, and when I truly surrendered, like I really stopped, I'm not going to say it was all easy, but I said, Lord, whatever you want me to see and learn while I'm here, let me learn it. I realized while I was there for 2 months that not only did I have an addiction, that I have been depressed for the last 10 years, y'all. 10 years. I was depressed and I was grieving, didn't even know it. First, my mother died when I was 17. My grandmother turned back around and died. Well, my first love died when I was 17. My grandmother, my mother, my first love, my grandmother, and my son, father, died all within the 2 year period. I was just feeling the feeling when the holidays came around, birthdays came around, when stuff came around, I would be in the house smoking and drinking. It's about surrendering, y'all. You really got to start to let go, because if you don't, if you idolizing the things in the world, and I'm just loving it that God is moving over my show right now. Shout out to the 862 is live in the building. We're talking about proper prayers. We're getting into a lot of stuff. You know, the show started off with, you know, how I'm properly praying, how we ask God for something. But, you know, if you idolize the things of the world, you make God your enemy. He's your enemy now. Because how dare you? That's just like me saying, you know, Pastor, I need your help. I need you to keep my little man or whatever. I got this job I'm going to be working overnight. And he say, oh, that's fine. I'll keep my car for you, sister. I know you're trying to do something fine. And this, I needed him for Thursday, this for Wednesday. But then come Tuesday, I turn around and say, T, can you watch my car for me? I got this job I got to go to. Now, somehow or some way, Tuesday night, they link up, and they talking about, yeah, I'm going to be watching Makai, and she's going to be like, well, she asked me to. They're going to be offended. Like, did she not think that I was going to be there or come through for her? Or is she trying to pull some type of game or wool over my eyes? That's how God feels when you don't let him do it. When you tell God about something, I had a $1,500 light bill. I opened it up one day. I was like, oh, Lord, you got mail. I left it on the table, and I didn't touch it because I knew I trusted God was going to take care of it. Maybe a week to 2 weeks later, somebody called me up and told me about the La Casa program, and they was paying off PSE&G bills. My whole bill was paid. And not only was my whole bill paid, I was put on a payment plan because of the heat and stuff over there in Jersey is very, very high. See, if you trust God, he'll give you what you asked for and what you didn't ask for. Bringing out the best in you. You got to let him bring out the best in you. Y'all now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on. We going to get into this song, Mom Recept, The Best in Me, and then we going to come back.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else
around
me only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Buck walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
When everyone else
around
me, only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? Tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Welcome back, you guys. God only sees the best in us. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We are getting our spiritual feeding on because we are made in God's image. For those who are tuning in now, I got Rocker Block in the building. I got Pastor Susan Adam in the building. I got Talisha live in the building. And shout out to the 215, the 908, the 732. Oh, yeah. And the 347 live in the building. Roger Block, you wanted to say something before we went into that song, and thank you, Lord, for that song.
So.
Oh. Well, I was wanted to. What was it that I wanted to say? I kind of almost forgot, I think. Yeah.
While he's remembering his thoughts, I wanted to say about what you said. You said the key and the right thing. You asked God, what is it in this that you're trying to teach me? And the Lord spoke to me some time ago because I was going through some situations. And I said, Lord, get me out of this. He said, stop asking me to get you out of what I put you into. Okay. I'm going to say it again. He said, stop asking me to get you out of what I put you into. He said, because there's some things I want to teach you in this. And ask me to show you what I would have you to know out of this. So when you said that, I said, that sister is on the right way now. She's on the right path. Lord, what is it that you're trying to show me? And as we go through things, when we go through trials and what have you, Lord, what is it in here that you're trying to teach me? What is it you're trying to show me so that I may be a better person? Thank you.
No problem. We definitely got to, you know, start to stop saying, oh, God, my problems, and start telling our problems how big our God is. It's so very important because we get so caught up on, you know, when some things happen, we start running for cover, not realizing that we already got armor. We you can't get pierced. We start running for cover and running for help, not realizing that, you know, you are a warrior. You are here to fight. You must fight because if you don't fight, then you will lose. You know, and a lot of times, and it was very important for me to learn some things because I honestly feel like if I didn't go through that hard time in my life, I wouldn't have been able to understand what my purpose was. I always knew that, you know, I was a caring person. I like reaching out to people. I love helping people. All the people around me telling you, like, yo, you know, you real inspirational and you real helpful, whatever the case may be. But it wasn't until I surrendered and let God do his thing and let God drive my car. Because when I was driving my car, I just kept going around the block, staying local. I'm just going around this block, staying local. I'm just praying local. Let me tell y'all something. You have to pray internationally for local moms. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that again. You have to pray internationally for local moms. Mm-hmm. Some people are just set with just getting the crumbs. See, I want the bread. I want the juice. I want the meat. I want it all. And I want to share it. I want to share it, but the only way I would be able to do that is if I put in the footwork. I took the heels off. You know, I still like wearing pumps. I still like shoes. But what the situation, where I was going, I went from walking to skipping to running. Get it, y'all. With the heels on, you walk, and it's like, how deep is your faith? Is your faith ankle deep? Is it knee deep? Is it hip deep? Or are you head over heels in love with God? When I had those heels on, walking around like, yup, I'm cute. I was just walking around the block. But then when my heel broke, I said, oh, man, let me put on some flip-flops. Had the flip-flops on, like, okay, I'm changing. I don't need those heels no more. Those shoes, that hair, those nails, those jackets, those leathers, that car, it was not me. I had created this image, oh, I'm a diva. I'm a diva. I was. My diva was valued off of how I looked and what I had and how I act. But I am still a diva, y'all. Let me tell you why I'm still a diva. Because my diva is divine, intelligent, with a victorious attitude.
Come on.
That's my diva on today. She is divine, she is intelligent, and she has a victorious attitude. See, I had to get rid of the attitude to get some gratitude for today.
Y'all better pull it together.
Hey, can I tell Felicia
something? I just blew somebody's mind.
Yeah.
I just want to say that
one more time.
The Lord will protect you now and always, wherever you go.
Yes, you have to get rid of your attitude.
One thing about us is I'm grateful. Even in the midst of my struggles, I'm always, forever grateful. Please don't let it be, you know, God is just awesome. He awesome. It still don't stop the uncomfortable feelings because I'm human. We all human. I got some armor, but it don't stop my emotional feelings. But I know God got me. He's had me thus far. Good, bad, or indifferent. I like that diva status, dude. You gotta let like nice things. You can't let the nice things make you. Like, no matter what you put on, God is on the inside, and I shine inside out, not outside. You know what I'm saying? I shine inside out. My inside radiates outside. Your outside exterior fade. You know, it's your heart.
And that's
how it is. And God loves us regardless. He loves us. That's why I'm grateful that it's God that judges me and watches me, cares for me, because it had it been a human being, had it been me,
please,
I wouldn't even gave me as much as God has gave me. Okay, so.
I want to touch on this saying that we say about, you know, and I have to bring this, God knows my heart.
Yes,
God knows my heart.
He knows.
And that's definitely what's up.
Exactly.
But one of the things that I do know from the word is the heart is a liar.
There you
the
go.
Heart will lie to you. It's
there
a
you
feeling.
Yeah.
The heart will lie to you. The heart will tell you, oh, he loves you, she loves you. Your heart will tell you, oh, you're perfect. This the heart will lie to you, y'all. So a lot of times when we say that God knows our heart, are we saying that God knows I'm a liar?
Mm-hmm.
We got to watch that.
He knows your heart's desire.
That's right. He knows your heart's desire.
What
but
I want,
the same token.
What I want is not what God wants for me. That part I do know. Because anything I know, I've learned, like, to try to do the things I don't want to do. That's where my, because my thinking and what I want always got me in trouble. So I try to do the opposite. And because my wants and desire is frivol. God, I found much more better in store for me.
Hey,
Watch this, Felicia.
Whether we flee or we go, right? This is something I read. I want to share it with you because it kind of fits for you. God is with us all the time and through all the circumstances of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we flee or we stay, God is faithful.
Mm-hmm.
God will use our words, our decisions, and our steps, and the steps we take to reach out to us.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's deep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that's deep for God to use our
words,
our decisions, and the steps we take to reach out to us.
Mm.
So, therefore,
like
you know, all that you were saying about
I
you
like
know,
that.
Heart and what you're going through and everything, God is with us.
Mm-hmm.
So, no matter what it is, God is with us. So, I'm, you know, and I take heed to that for myself, too. So
I'm so grateful for y'all being on here. Thank y'all so much. I love you, Ebony.
I love you. Thank y'all so much.
I might lose some newfound friends if I say what I'm about to say by saying this. You just said the truth. The heart is a liar. And when I hear people say, God knows my heart, I tell them, yes, God knows your heart. That's why you and your heart is going to hell. Because a lot of times that's an excuse. That's a cop-out. You're saying, I don't want to do better, but God knows my heart. God knows that you never had the intention to do right. You never had the intention to bring yourself up. He knows your heart. And that's why he's going to let you and your heart go straight to hell because you're trying to give me an excuse. Well, God knows my heart. No, God don't know your heart. He knows what you do. He knows what he told you and what you obey. And he knows if you're not obeying, then your heart is not in the right place. Your heart is not doing. You're not, your heart, you say, oh, I love, okay, then let me start at the beginning. When you say in the beginning of the show, Miss Diva, you said that people always say, and we always hear that, give an honor to God who is the head of my life. You're the man. God is not the head of your life. He's not the head of your life. As long as you're doing what you want to do, he's not the head of your life. When you begin to give your will, my will, I turn my will over to you, and I'm obedient to what you say, even when I don't want to do it, but I'm going to be obedient. That's when God is the head of your life. So these are cliches. It sounds good in church. It sounds good around, you know, Christians, and we always, you know, don't judge me, and God knows my heart, and all this. It sounds good, but I'm going to tell you the truth. In front of God, that's not going to fly. None of that's going to fly.
And being that we're talking about the heart right now, I want to read this to y'all. It says, King Solomon asked God for a discerning heart to judge his people, and so that he would be able to distinguish between right and wrong. Solomon was humble, and his heart was pure. And because he desired for his people what God desired, God told him that in addition to what he asked for, he will receive what he didn't ask for. He will be given riches and honor as well as wise and understanding heart. What a gracious God we serve. Imagine what God would do for us without us asking if our hearts was tuned in towards him.
Come on.
God is
come on,
so,
come on.
so good. I have to watch my own heart because my heart would get me in trouble. It would get me in trouble. I don't need no frowns from the Lord. My heart has already gotten me in trouble. And just because now I'm learning and I'm teaching myself the word, I love it that, oh, I just love this, and I'm so thankful that God gave me this show and that he was talking to me in my spirit, and I was like, something is missing. See, the show rocks Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. on the West Coast, and it's airs 12 p.m. on the East Coast. But God's spiritual feedings get more shows than any other shows. That's how it's supposed to be. Monday through Friday, and I wanted to do the show because I wanted to be able to reach out to people with the word of God, not my own words. Not my own words. I'm happy that I get up with this women's Bible, but I'm happy that I'm able to use it as a guide. Because if it was not for this word, we would not be here teaching and preaching and encouraging one another right now. See, all of our hearts are getting healed right now. All of our minds and our souls are getting healed right now. It's about being in tune. And it's about communicating. That's the topic for the week, y'all, communication.
Okay.
I'm just joyified. Do y'all know what happy glad is? Do you know what happy glad is? I am happy glad for this show. I'm happy glad that God is working over my show. He's doing what he would. I just want to be used as a tool, and I love it that we start talking about hearts. And, you know, I was like, I was just talking about hearts, maybe like last Wednesday in King Solomon. Can we be caught up on ourselves, y'all? But what do you want for your people? What do you want for your family? What do you, let's start with this. What do you want for yourself? What do you want for your family? And what do you want for the community? What do you want for your state? Your country, worldwide. See, we so caught up on us. I, me. Why me? Look at me. Why I ain't got this? Why I? Because it's not about you, baby. It is not about you. You are a part of God's body, and it's time for you to start playing your position. Step your game up. Because it's either, you know, and I like it, you know, with the whole situation with the boat, Noah and the ark. He was telling people he built it all by himself, built it up, and then, you know, he's telling people, come on, it's about to go down. It's either you rolling with us or we're going to be rolling over you. And for those who didn't believe him and thought he was crazy, he got a pair of two of each animal, and they brought him up on the boat. And then when things start to happen and things start going down, then everybody want to run for cover. I got to get this man. Shout out to Frank Nitti. Shout out to Frank Nitti. I got to reach out to him. But we was on the show. We was on Frontline Fridays, one of the hip-hop shows. And he was saying that, you know, a lot of times when he told me that I was a bridge builder, meaning that we building bridges for people. We connect and we have a palette for God. Everybody say they love God. I love God. I worship God. But what are you doing for God? How could you love him and you don't tell nobody about his son Jesus that gave his blood? How could you love him? If you can act the fool in the streets, you can act the fool for God. Talk about you love the Lord. I used to say that all the time. But I say, oh, I love the Lord. God is so good. And roll up a blunt and get high.
Mm-hmm.
How can I love him? And now I can't remember when I said I loved him before. See, it's only by the grace of God that I can get honest with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped looking for the world judgment. See, the world, the judgment of the world means nothing to me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I left Ebony. Mm-hmm. I left the old Ebb back in Jersey, but the new Ebb is coming back to Jersey real soon to be saved. So just imagine if you had
Hallelujah.
To go. Yo,
no,
let me say this. Let me say this.
Thank
and
you.
I'm
love
shut
y'all
up, y'all.
So much.
I'm going to shut up, y'all. I'm going to say this. Just imagine, and we and a lot of us do got assignments as this. Just imagine if you had to save your soul. Just imagine if God said, go save some souls. Right now, wherever you are, just imagine if God came to you and said, look, I need you to go over there down, deep down in Newark, New Jersey, and save some souls. You'd be like, what? You want me to go to Newark to save some souls? You want me to stand out and walk around the Newark, New Jersey, or whatever, Baltimore, Cali, Watts? You want me to go and walk around and go to these people's houses and go to them in the streets and pray over them? And let them know that they don't have to live the life that they want to live no more, and I ain't getting paid for it. Just imagine if I only got one son, Makai. Just imagine your child. Just imagine if God came to you and said, I need your child for the world. I need your child as a sacrifice for the world to save the world for sin because, you know, because I loved it so much. Would you be obedient? And that's exactly what I would hear. That's exactly what God would hear, that quietness right there. That's what's going to happen these day and ages, man.
Mm. Amen.
How can we get quiet when God asks us to do something like that and he already did it for us?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do my best, you know, to spread the good news. The good news is important to me, so whoever's important to me, they get it first. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you come along my path, if you're in my path, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't necessarily go out to different houses, you know, like the Saturday people do, but I do try to bring it up. You know, I try to not to be so the same as I used to be, but I try to be different, a different person. You know what I'm saying? I may not be talking about God, but I don't do the same things I used to do no more. I'm not where I used to be. So
it's crazy.
In a way, they can see God through me. You know what I'm saying? But I have to work on that.
That's what I was about to say, too. It's crazy how we, you know, and not for nothing, it's crazy how we got to now make the Lord appealing, jazz it up. Make it popular now.
Whatever
you know, it's so good that, first of all, God know what we want before we even think about it. Second of all, a lot of these new things and gimmicks and all these ideals and this internet access or whatever the case may be, if you got a position, what are you using your position for? See, I have a position on this show. I have a palette. I go out even before the show. Right now as we speaking, I am Twittering, Facebooking, and MySpacing people all at the same time. Check out the show. Check out the show. We're getting our spiritual feeding on. God is covering the blood with the show. You know, how are you really communicating with God? It's like, you know, you gotta make it jazzy and sassy it up so they can be like, what are they talking about over there? But if that's what it takes for me to get the word of God, if it takes for me to send a direct message to you, an at reply to you to let you know we over here rocking with the Lord, you need to come and rock with us, then that's what I'm going to do. Because it's not about me. It's not about me. But I really desire, I'm like King Solomon to a certain degree. I desire for the people what God desired for the people. I can want you to have, you know, personally, humanly, I can want you to have a nice house, a nice car, good health, good kids, money for college, a nice rosy garden. But that's limited. That's a limited service. See, I want you to get an unlimited blessing with the Lord. That's the most important relationship I want to have with anybody from 2 months ago, from October on, or even before that. The only relationship that I'm really looking to build with people is a spiritual relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Anything other than that, it will blossom, because a lot of us, we run around here talking about, that's my friend, that's my roadie, that's my dog. But do you know what a friend really is, y'all?
Mm-hmm.
I talked about this on the show. A friend. This is how you know you got a friend. First of all, you need to judge them according to what God says, what the Bible says a real friend is.
But you know my heart.
Yeah, but you know my heart, Lord. No, that's
no,
not.
But you tell your flesh. But you know my
heart.
What good is that? What good is that? When
a
I
friend.
See you, like I never leave you before, you tell me, you know my heart. And the same thing with God. God needs us like he's never needed us before, to be witnesses in the earth, to tell people about him. And then we tell the Lord, well, Lord, you know my heart. I would do it, but you know my heart. I'm shy, but
right?
You know my heart. I can't do it. I don't have the ability, but you know my heart. What good is your heart when your heart is not in it?
You know what a friend is, Ebony? When let's say, I'm going to use you as an example. If you was to say, Rocky, man, I went back to smoking, went back to drinking, man. Me, you know what I say? I'm not going to say, oh, you know what, God don't like that. I can't be your friend. That's not what God wants for us. You know what I'm saying? And then bounce. I embrace that, what you're talking about. I'd be like, oh, word? Okay, so what we going to do about it? You know what I'm saying? Like, what we going to do about it? How are we going to go about changing you back to, you know, pointing you back into the right direction? You know what I'm saying? Because when you open the back, when you open the doors, and then I see all this mess in your life, knowing that you're supposed to be flying straight, I can't run away from that. If I'm going to be your friend, I have to walk in and be like, oh, man, all right, look, this is where you got to put this, okay? You got to send that back to the devil. That over there got to go, you know what I mean? You know, help you out. He'll help you clean out your slate. That way you can stay focused and get back on track. It's important,
and
you know what I'm saying?
And I like what you said about the friendship, and you definitely, I agree with you on that. And we're going to go to God's definition of what a friend is. God tells us that a friend is one who acts as your intercessor when you are surrounded by trouble. That came from Job 16:20. A friend is always there for you during good times and bad times. Proverbs 17:17 says that. A true friend will stick closer to you than a brother. Proverbs 18:24 says that. A real friend will hurt you with the truth, y'all, telling you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Proverbs 27:6 tells you that. A real friend will bring out the best in you. Proverbs 27:17 says that. And last but not least, a real friend is there to help you up when you are knocked down by the storms of life. That comes from Ecclesiastes 4:10. These are not my words, y'all. This is what the definition of God says. We talk about these friends all day, and I like what the pastor said. He said, you know, I would help you. God know my heart, but my heart ain't in it. How could you wholeheartedly want to help somebody and your heart is not in it. But I'm going to tell y'all how to apply this on today because we got about 5 minutes left into the show. And I want to say this, and I say it on every show. God asks you for 10%. 10%. 10% of 24 hours is 2 hours and 40 minutes. I rock with y'all for 2 hours. And it passed by like it was like 30, 45 minutes. Faithfully, it does. It doesn't amaze me. But how much time are you giving the Lord on today? How much of your 10% of your blessings are you giving him? But this is how we can apply this providence in prayer. You know, God is everywhere, y'all. And we always got to be, and he's always eager to hear your voice. You know, God is a perfect nurturer and a fulfiller of dreams. He's the perfect ears to hear your words. Tell your story softly, softly. Tell him of your fears and your pains. Cry your tears of frustration and trust him for the solution. Trust God for the solution. Take your issues, great and small, to him, you know. Just open your heart and your soul to the Lord. You know, this dialogue is all prayer. Prayer gives you access to amazing combinations of omniscience and power. It's a direct line to God. If you want to talk to the Lord, pick up the prayer phone. Tell him what's on your mind. You know, express yourself and express your soul. When you get into your meditation state and when you just, you know, when you go to the Lord in prayer, the first thing you should say is, Father God, thank you. Mm-hmm. I thank you for everything that you have done for me. I thank you for your blessing. I thank you for your will. I thank you for your son. Worship. And I come to you humble.
Mm-hmm.
Humble, Lord. You can come to him and you can say a prayer. I'll come to the Lord and I'll say, you know, dear Lord, Father God, help me, please. I have issues and I need your help. I feel lost, mm-hmm. Lord. Father God, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, Lord. See, I'm getting honest right there. Father God, I just had to stop and talk to you right here and right now, wherever I am, Lord. Father God, you challenged me to be the best I can be, and I value each lesson, Lord. Father, I know you will never give up on me or never give me more than I can handle. And I love you for that, Lord. Father God, please, please let me see the path I should choose. And thank you for this darkness, Lord. And not only thank you for the darkness, I thank you for the light. And I love you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Y'all gonna have to. Oh, I just have to say thank you, Pastor, for coming through and just shining your light and your wisdom and your word on the show today for the spiritual feeding. I have to say thank you, Rocker Block, for coming through and showing the love. Thank you for the 251 for listening in. Talisha, thank you for tuning in. God is so, so, so good. And he will bless you abundantly, but you have to let him in. You have to desire his will. You have to chase him. If you more concerned about getting your nice shoes scuffed when you chasing the Lord, then you ain't ready yet. If you saying that God know your heart is a liar. God know you lying. That's probably why you ain't getting that blessing. So it's about time for y'all to get rid of your attitudes and get some gratitude for today. You guys, I just say that is your spiritual feeding for today. I know we got a little bit more healthier spirits and a lot of spirits left up out in here full spirits, and that's definitely what it's about. But the Lord will bless you real good, and he's going to work it out for you. You just got to let it. Y'all stay tuned tomorrow for spiritual feeding, 9 a.m. on the West Coast and 12 p.m. on the East Coast. I'm your host, Diva Mary Kay, and we are getting our spiritual feeding on each and every day. God will work it out. Remember, you guys, keep God first, family second, career third, and you will be just fine.